Well, guys, what's up? It's going down. BDS is back in the building. Spring has sprung. My beautiful wife is here by my side with Moser in the building. What's up, guys? Another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Welcome back, guys. We are so excited to be back on the podcast airwaves with you for episode number 35 of Here's the Sitch.
Exactly, guys. We just got home from just finishing another season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We always like to tell you guys what is going on in our life as well as, you know, current events, and then we always get into something positive. So, honey, how what is your opinion of the new season that it's about to be coming out? Don't really give away too much, but we always like to tease you guys a bit.
Oh, my God.
What a good season, right?
Yeah, you caught me off guard with that. I didn't know you were going right for that. You know what? I think it's one of, like, our funnest seasons yet. Yeah.
Pregnancy reign at the finest. Funnest.
Funnest.
That is the word.
Is that a word?
That is the word of the day, guys. Funnest.
Stop making fun of me. I thought we had such a great time, and it had the usual mix of drama and, you know, nonsense. And I was 7 months pregnant filming this trip.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
It was not easy for me at all.
For both you and Dieners.
It was challenging just on our bodies for being pregnant women in our third trimester. But we had a great time. We had so much fun. We made some amazing memories, and I can't wait to see it. Like, I'm very excited for you guys to see everything that happened.
Yeah, you know what? It was a very eventful season. I would have to say a lot had happened in this time around filming. I'm very excited for when we get our first trailer and when it starts to go on the airwaves.
Oh, me too. I love the big trailer.
This one right here, there was a lot of movement compared to in Vegas. But at the same time, guys, you have to remember that we were technically we were in quarantine in Vegas, and technically still when we went to the Pocono Mountains, we were also still in quarantine. So these last two seasons, just like all of us, we were still in quarantine, but producing or creating some awesome TV.
And one thing I will say about this new, I mean, it's the second half of the season. It's not like a new season.
I mean, technically it's a new season.
But all right, so for this new season is that we're growing. So while, yes, two of us are pregnant, me and Dina, so we're actually physically growing.
Yeah, facts.
But there were a lot, even in quarantine, there were just a lot more people present. And I think it was the first trip that I've been on where it was a lot more people around. And you'll get to see what I mean by that, which was a lot of fun.
You know what? I always critique, you know, our shows and what we put out there for the fans. And this one, I have a really good feeling about that. This, I say this all the time, that this was probably the truest form of a Jersey Shore family vacation. And like you said, there was a lot of people out there, which made for a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff going on. And I'm very excited for this one to come out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't know what else. I have pregnancy brain heavy. So like, I don't think I could talk much more about everything without giving things away.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Like, you'd have to lead it.
Yes, that's fine. Well, we're not going to give too much away, but I'm feeling that this is one of our best seasons yet. And we're not going to give away too much. I don't even have too much information about when it's going to be airing. We actually just finished filming a couple days ago. But anyway, on another note, the situations are 30 weeks pregnant today.
Yes, today during our recording, yes. By the time you hear this, I'll probably be 30 weeks plus 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Because every day counts. Listen, then you're like 30 and a half, then you're 31. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. We're getting there.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know out in the streets. And, honey, the people in the streets want to know, are there any new pregnancy cravings? People always ask that question, you know, has the wife had these wild pregnancy cravings? I'm like, listen, my wife is the same as she's been since day one. She has no idea what she wants to eat.
Yeah, that's the worst part is that I don't know what I want, and like, nothing sounds good. Like, it's not even like you don't know and then someone suggests something and you're like, yeah, that sounds great. It's like, nothing sounds good at this point. I'm definitely hungry, but...
Well, you can pretty much eat everything now, to be honest. I mean, I remember in the first trimester,
with the heartburn, I can't.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
With the heartburn, I can't. So I can't, like, pizza used to be an easy go-to for me all the time if I didn't know what to eat. I can't eat that now because all the sauce on it gives me heartburn.
Well, bagels have been a go-to for you lately.
Yeah, but there's not so much nutrition in it, so I try not to do that with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would say the main thing, I'm not having many cravings right now, but the main thing is, like, I want things that are cold because
mm-hmm.
I'm so hot all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's just from growing another human being in my body, but I just want, like, a cold drink with cold ice in it. And, like, I think that's why I really like salads too, like, even though they're not filling for me and I definitely need to have more food than that, like, I have it as a side, but I think that's why I love the salads, because they're cold and refreshing. And, like, fruit, I just love anything cold right now.
And you also just added in something to your schedule. You've been doing PT 3 times a week, which has helped you. And you've also been exercising, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I've had I took it really easy early on in my pregnancy, where I didn't really work out. I wanted to just listen to my body and relax. And then in my second trimester, I had a little bit of pain and I didn't know what was happening. So I started with physical therapy with my Pilates instructor, who I always worked with prior to being pregnant. And she, funny enough, had the same exact pain issue throughout her pregnancy. So she knew exactly how to address it, what to avoid, what to focus on to strengthen. And listen, it was like starting from ground up, because I didn't work out for about 6 months of my pregnancy, you know, like 3 to 6 months. Yeah. So, but I've been going 3 days a week. I feel so much better. It's literally taken away any of the pain that I was having, like the pelvic pain and all of that. So it's been a life saving for me. And Pilates is just such, it actually was created for physical therapy. Like, Joseph Pilates, the guy who created it, was for, like, healing back injuries and stuff. So it is really great for, any pregnant mamas out there. And just always do prenatal. So you always should be working out, or if you're in pain or anything like that, to, like, only 50 to 60% of what your body is capable of doing. So, like, every time I go, they're like, you know, you shouldn't be shaking. You shouldn't be, like, going to your maximum output. Like, it should be 60% challenging for you. So, like, you should have plenty of room to push yourself, but don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm up there. Like, yeah. we're getting close.
Yeah, speaking of getting close, we have done a lot of improvements in the house to get ready for the baby. Spare bedrooms for any in-laws that want to stay over. The baby's room is almost ready. We just finished painting it. And now we have some furniture deliveries, which, to be honest, with COVID, we're also experiencing some difficulties just like everyone else. If you try to order some furniture in COVID or these times, there's been so much delays on everything, honey.
Yeah, there's, like, no furniture ordering happening now. So if you want furniture, I know somebody very close to me who's very early in their pregnancy, and I said, listen, go pick out a crib, because unless you're getting it made by, like, a furniture guy that you know that's going to deliver it, which is actually what we had to do, because it was too late to order furniture for us. But it's going to be beautiful and amazing, and it worked out perfectly, and I cannot wait. Of course, I will share pictures and everything about it once we have it installed, which would be probably the end of next month. And yeah, so my piece of advice to you if you're newly pregnant is go furniture shopping. Things are so delayed, so back ordered, and you don't want to be stuck without a crib for the baby.
Yeah, I mean, being 30 weeks pregnant, when is actually, I mean, I know we just registered, which is so crazy, and I'm happy to say this. We just registered at the hospital for delivery. That's when you know it's real.
I was going to say that.
That's when you know it's real.
I can't believe he remembered that, because he doesn't get to go to the appointments, so he goes off of what I tell him, you know? And you never really know if he's fully listening to the things I tell him I do. So yeah, my last doctor's appointment, I registered for my hospital. And yeah, do you want to do a tour? They usually, you go do a tour. We've been to that hospital before, but, like, sometimes you do a tour of late before COVID. You would go and do a tour before labor and delivery with your husband. Wow. So you could see, like, this is where you're gonna stay. Yeah, it's like a thing. But now with COVID, I'm sure they're allowing you to do it, but it's, like, not a necessary thing. So I was going to ask you if you wanted to do that.
I didn't even know if that's allowed these days.
I'm sure if you're giving birth there, they mm-hmm. allow it. It's just up to your discretion. If you want to go into a hospital uh-huh. right now for yeah. no reason.
Well, like, you know, you never know. We probably would like to, maybe I would like to do a walkthrough.
I don't know if you do, because you know, then you're going to see where you're going to be sleeping.
Oh, my God. You never know. I mean,
you
listen,
might not want to see.
Being an expecting parent is definitely a bit overwhelming. We've been preparing as much as we can the last couple months with babies' rooms and in-law rooms and getting, you know, some of the things for the baby. So, but everyone, as everyone says, you never can be too prepared, obviously, and I understand that. So maybe we might have to do that. That's walkthrough.
All right, guys. So you know us at Here's the Sitch, a podcast, are all about excelling in our fitness, in our health, in our supplement game. And we love to be just taking all the vitamins and finding new ways to find the best vitamins. So I spoke to you a few weeks ago about Amp Human, and I want to just talk to you about them a little bit more today. Amp Human is a human performance company dedicated to helping athletes at all levels unlock their limitless potential. Like, that is just goals to me, that sentence alone. So I'm already all about them. Their latest innovation, D Plus Lotion, is a first of its kind gel-based lotion that delivers vitamin D directly through the skin. With limited sunlight during winter and more time indoors, there has never been a more important time to supplement with vitamin D. So with just two pumps applied to your inner forearms, you will receive 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 to boost your immunity, improve sleep quality, and support brain function. Backed twice by clinical trials, it's proven to triple your vitamin D levels within 3 to 4 months of daily use. Say goodbye to pills and say hello to D Plus Lotion, the easiest way to do a vitamin D. Our Here's the Sitch listeners, we have a very special promo code for you, of course. My husband and I have tried Amp Human D Plus Lotion, and we absolutely love it. Our doctors have always told us, unless you have some amazing like tan, like you just got back from Aruba, your body is always deficient in vitamin D. So we always make sure we take a vitamin D3 supplement. And Amp Human is just the easiest and next best thing for the D supplement at this time. So our Here's the Sitch listeners, we have a special promo code for you, of course. All you have to do to get it is visit amphuman.com/situation and use code SITUATION15 to get 15% off D Plus Lotion. Visit amphuman.com/situation and use code SITUATION15 to get 15% off your very own D Plus Lotion. Thank you so much to Amp Human for sponsoring this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Now, I know that we've been talking with MTV and we've been telling them, listen, we want to catch this event.
Yeah.
You know, we want to, I want MTV to catch this event because they've caught all these major milestones in my life these past, you know, 5 years or so, or I'm actually, to be honest, 10, 11 years. But, you know, they caught the engagement, the wedding, even some of the other things when I had went to prison and came out, and obviously the when we got our house, and now with the baby and the pregnancy and all that stuff. So I'm thinking, like, I would like them to catch this event, but you're telling me that cameras can't even come into the hospital
no,
right now.
So no, they definitely wouldn't be allowed.
But didn't I see shows recently, like the Bellas? Yeah. They did their
they
stuff
filmed on both. Like, one of them had a vaginal delivery and one had a C-section, and they had a full filming of both. But I
who's
think
who's doing the filming?
I think what they're doing is they're sending like a kit, like kind of how we did home, how we filmed at home without uh-huh. a crew, just without a phone. They're probably sending like sticks and a real camera mm-hmm. and instructions on how to set it up.
Well,
and
speaking
someone
of,
sets it up mm-hmm. and you just hit record and you're uh-huh. not getting many angles. They're also using iPhone to change up the angle, mm-hmm. but you're just getting a setup of whatever you can get.
Yeah, a lot of people, I'm sure the fans and some of the the listeners and subscribers, they don't realize how hard it is to make TV these days with COVID and the restrictions and the precautions. And a lot of the times we're sent a camera and we're like cast and crew for a couple of weeks until we get the okay to do some, you know, filming in person. So I really want to catch this and I want to put this on because it's part of our story. And and we've spoken to MTV and they want to put it on, but obviously we just filmed a season just now. We're on a bit of a break, so I'm trying to push for this to be part of the story to finish out or to make the birth, you know?
Yeah, it would definitely be cool to show it. I was actually thinking about that yesterday too. So if they don't do it, just because if the timing doesn't work and everything, mm-hmm. we have cameras that I haven't used in a while. Mm-hmm. We'll have to just go to Best Buy and like get memory cards and make sure we have everything so that like we can record whatever we want, because you want footage from your hospital, like regardless if it's yeah. going to be on TV or not.
Yeah.
So we have to prepare for that too.
Yeah. You know what? We've been talking to them for months and everything has gone, you know, well to this point. So now it's about to be the birth. So I'm figuring that it's probably going to happen. So. But on to possible other current events. COVID seems like it's on the decline.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I thought it was because of all of the numbers that are going up with vaccinations so heavily, especially in areas that we live in.
Did you see the new article that said that that COVID is on the rise in the areas where vaccinations are the highest? I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't really know what's going on. I just also know that a lot of people I know have it. A lot of people I know who know people who have it. It's just like it's not going away, so I don't know what's really happening.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
Did you see? Obviously, spring has sprung. Spring breakers are out in the streets in Florida.
What do you mean, spring breakers?
Did you see Florida?
No.
Oh my!
Florida doesn't have COVID.
Yo, Florida is wilding in the streets right now. Some of the videos that you see on social media, I mean, crowds upon crowds upon crowds, like. They are, I'm not going to say living their best life out in Florida, but who knows? It's mayhem down there.
Yeah, well, I think Florida just got lucky with not having it as bad to begin with. And now I just don't understand why people are going there. Like, just let them live their life without COVID, whatever's happening.
Yeah.
But like, don't go on spring break. Like, don't go, because you could be bringing it from here. Mm-hmm. You could be asymptomatic, you know yeah. what I mean? And spreading it there. You could be bringing it home. I just don't see the need for unnecessary travel. If you're traveling for specific life events, families, etc., cool. Yep. But if you're just traveling to be dumb, then like, I'm not about that. If you're traveling for work to make a living, like to support your family, like that's fine.
What about families that, you know, all of us, we've been on COVID quarantine for almost a year now. Some of us are just kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired and they just want to get out of it.
Sorry. Like what you're saying, the people that want a vacation?
No, I didn't say the people that want a vacation. The people that have kids, you know what I mean? They yeah. just want to just take their kids out for the season. It's definitely a risk.
Well, listen,
it's definitely a risk, but
I think certain places are being safe. I think going to Disney with your family with COVID precautions
yeah.
and how they're operating Disney with such a small amount of capacity yeah, at all times mm-hmm. is totally different than spring breakers going to some bar
wrecking,
in Miami
wrecking,
or something.
Wrecking
like
the beaches
totally different. So yeah, go to Disney. I heard Disney is great now because it's yeah. like 20% capacity, so there's no lines anywhere, and you don't have to pay extra to like cut the lines because there are no lines. So I heard it's a great time to go to Disney.
I mean, listen, we're still staying away. We're still waiting for the, I guess the word jury to be out on the numbers going down and restrictions being lifted, because it's been a year. But I don't know if the coast is clear just yet. You know what I mean? Mm. The jury is still out, you know?
Well, and the interesting thing about the vaccine is that I've heard, because it's a virus, the vaccine is kind of going to be like an annual thing.
Oh.
Because it's going to be like the flu. It's going to be different every year. So when you get the flu vaccine or the flu shot, it's always it's not guaranteed that it's the flu strain that's going around. It's like the strain that's most common of what they're expecting to go around.
And what is a vaccine? Isn't a vaccine like a very small dose of COVID?
Yeah.
And people are actually dying from this.
Some people are dying.
Yes, allegedly. Oh my God. Listen, we're not going conspiracy. I don't like to go conspiracy, but I think people are dying. Maybe it could be from the small dose of COVID. We do know a handful of people that have gotten COVID and they've been okay. And then we also know people that have gotten COVID and also, sadly have passed. So it's definitely weird, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy times.
That's the scary part, is that you don't know how you're going to react to it. So that's why you just want to be responsible. And we're frustrated that we can't go on vacations either, or like do a lot of the things that we wanted to do, business and personal wise. Mm-hmm. But you just have to do what you have to do for your own safety, for your community, for your family, mm-hmm. and all that.
Well, on to some more lighter of a subject.
I'm so over COVID.
No, on to a lighter subject. Are there any TV and movies, any recommendations out there, honey, from the situations? Is there anything that you like? Anything you've been watching lately? I know you have a pregnancy brain and probably can't think of anything right now.
I actually really need suggestions on what to watch. What did I just watch that you were making fun of me? And I also didn't really like it while it was airing, but I could tell something weird was going to happen. And I wanted to see what the end result was.
The Netflix movie?
It was that Netflix show.
Behind Her Eyes?
Yeah, Behind Her Eyes. Yeah. I thought the two women were going to be one woman because she was so crazy.
Spoiler alert, hold on.
That it was going to be her. Well, it wasn't.
Honey, please. There's listeners out there that have not watched this movie.
I liked it. It kind of reminded me of that other Netflix show that I liked so much more, Lock and Key. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that show? I really liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I need to find some new good shows, and nothing really is doing it for me anymore.
Well, I'm a big fan of superhero movies, and Zack Snyder's Justice League just came out.
Who is Zack Snyder, though, and why is his name in the title?
First of all, everyone knows who Zack Snyder is.
I don't number know. One. Who is
all right?
he?
Because
tell
you're,
me.
You're just not into superheroes like I am. Zack Snyder has done all of the DC movies, or most of them, for the past 10 years. He's done a great job.
So what happened? They hired someone else to do Justice League?
Oh my God. No.
What happened? Why is his name in the title, and why did they redo it?
Well, first of all, he has done all the DC movies. He's done a great job, okay? And while he was doing Justice League a couple years ago, I believe his daughter passed tragically.
Oh, my God.
And he had to, you know, leave set, you know, on leave or something. So someone else took over. Oh. And obviously his vision and their vision were differently. And plus the way that he makes movies and they make movies are probably different.
Yeah.
So they released the movie. Obviously, it wasn't his vision, and the reviews weren't good. And, you know, the fan base of Superman and the fan base of all these DC characters are huge, you know, just like in Marvel, you know. And they weren't very happy with the end product. So eventually, a couple years later, this man rose to the challenge. The comeback is greater than the setback. And he finished the movie. And at the end of the movie, it's a tribute to his daughter. At the end, it says, to Hope. So I'm a big fan of Snyder. Great job. It was a 4-hour movie. And even my wife watched it, and she thought it was...
I didn't finish it.
You thought it was good?
I got to finish it.
What you saw, you thought was good?
Yeah, I thought it was good, but I also was like... Did I see this before? Because
you technically have seen this before.
Well, I didn't know the history of like what was happening. Yeah. So yeah. I didn't realize it was all the same but different.
No.
It's more because he added 3 hours of footage to it.
Yeah, it's a similar
story. But they didn't like reshoot it or anything.
It's a similar story, but they didn't reshoot it. And it's his vision. And it just gives more context of the story, which is a lot better. So
yeah, more context is always better for those kind of movies for me, because I don't know everything that's going on and all the history.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to watch it. I watched most of it, but I didn't see the ending, I don't think.
Well, honey, would you like to... Do you have the number, honey, handy so that you can give the fans, subscribers, and listeners so that they can call in, let us know maybe some of their choice movies and TV that they might be watching for recommendations, as well as, you know, how are they handling this this pandemic and quarantine going into a year, it seems like things are being lifted.
Okay, so the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. Make sure you guys give us a call and you may hear yourself on the next Here's the Sitch podcast episode. Honey, you know what else I've been wanting to ask you of what we should do about this? So they have those, you're not allowed to come to doctor's appointments, but they have these places that do like the 3D, 4D ultrasounds. And because it's not your doctor's office, it's like making an appointment and you pay for it or whatever. So you're allowed to bring your spouse, or some people bring their kids or whoever they want to see the baby. So we've been so busy working that I already passed the minimum amount of time where you want to do it, around like late 20-ish weeks. So we should make that appointment and you could finally see the baby on the ultrasound.
Yeah.
We should go this week and then talk about it next week. I'm telling
you, the baby's going to look like you.
Well, I'm telling you.
I'm calling it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever, in the 3D, 4D, whichever one it is, you really see what the baby looks like. Like, he's going to look like what he comes out as.
I'm telling you, he's going to look like his mother.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know. He's going to look like his mother. He's going to be a mama's boy. And I don't know. Everyone's like, are you going to be the enforcer? I'm like, that's like a bad word to say, enforcer.
I think I've only asked you that.
No, my friends ask me that too.
Really?
Yeah, my friends are like, they're like, are you going to, you know, let the baby walk all over you? Or
baby is different than like a kid. Mm-hmm. The baby's going to just have baby needs.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see once he comes out. I'm definitely a bit nervous, I think. It seems to be like a monster step. Everyone that I speak to is like, oh, shit's good. Shit's about to dumb be changed.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about who you're going to be yet, enforcer-wise. Because what I'm saying is, babe, you don't have to enforce anything until they're like
They say boys are easy anyway. I don't know. My mom said I didn't even speak a word for a while. So I was thinking, honey, recently, some of the activities that I can do with my son early on to teach him some good values.
Okay.
When can I start to enroll him in Daddy and Son Karate Day?
Oh my God, not for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I figured that would be a great karate and also working out. I want to teach him that he's going to work out with his daddy. You know, it's like Daddy Sunday.
I don't know.
And maybe every single day, I work out every day for, you know, 1 to 2 hours. And I want to teach my son those values and the importance of self-care, self-love, and taking care of your body.
Yeah, I think you got a few years before that, honey.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
What do you think? How long?
I mean, if you really like want him to be in karate so young, you could probably start doing like miniature karate at like 3, 4, five's really when you start putting them in.
Yeah, five, you know, I think I started karate when I was in like 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that, do you think that's a good idea to do like daddy son?
Yeah, you exercise? Just have to be careful and watch everything. I don't know that you'll be able to get a real workout in if it's really just you two.
Well, I figure maybe we would.
I figured
we can enroll together in karate class, and we both start out as white belts. Daddy's a white belt, and so is him. And we can move up, and it will be like an activity that we can do together. But the real reason is I want him to teach him the values and principles of competition, of sport, of discipline, working hard and achieving certain goals and certain things that you can control. And those things that you can control, you know, like your diet, like exercise, your body, your choices, being positive, those are the things I want to teach him early on.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's great. Mosey might feel left out. He might want to come and supervise and just watch.
I'll have to bring the Moser to park days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where we go as a family to the park.
Mosey can watch.
I think those are important values to teach your kids early on, is to get out in nature and appreciate nature and to appreciate your body and get exercise and get those natural endorphins going. And it will be like almost like dominoes, where then you'll start to eat better and you'll eat healthier and you'll sleep better. And
they'll nap better.
Yeah.
Mosey would love that. He would go to the park with you.
Is there any such thing as Daddy and Son Karate Day? Because I'll create it myself.
Yeah, sure.
I'll open up a place myself called Daddy and Sunday, where, you know, you can bring your son to teach him the values and principles of exercise, sport, competition, and discipline.
Yeah, I love that. All right, guys, I've spoken to you about this brand before, and you know how much I absolutely love it. Barefoot Scientist is what I'm talking about here. Barefoot Scientist has been bringing together the very best of science and nature. They have spent years harnessing the most advanced ingredients to formulate innovative, effective products with the unique needs of the foot being in mind. Better ingredients, stronger formulations for faster results. I am so about them. I've been using them all throughout quarantine, which is crazy to say, but it's been about a year that I've been using Barefoot Scientist products, and I absolutely love them. Every single product they make is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet by using the very best ingredients from science and nature. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens. So you know you're only using the good stuff. And guys, that is like a big, big number one priority for all of the skincare that we've been using in this situation household. So the fact that they fit in the mold in all of those boxes, it is a perfect brand for us to work with and just be happy to have under our roof over here in the situation's house. Pamper Me is one of their products I so love, especially with being stuck in quarantine and not having the opportunity to go to the spa or the salon as often as I like. So Pamper Me is like bringing the spa home. It includes Reboot, which is a gentle foot peel that removes all the hardened and calloused skin cells to reveal healthier, softer layer of skin underneath. Pure Grit is a revitalizing mineral scrub that's made with Icelandic volcanic sand, quartz, bentonite clay, magnolia bark extract, and avocado oil. It sounds delicious. And of course, after that treatment, you use High Dive, which I love. I use this every single night before bed. It is a beautiful, silky soft moisturizer that deeply hydrates your beautifully exfoliated skin, so it keeps your feet having that baby-like skin on the bottom. Right now, our Here's the Sitch listeners can get an exclusive 30% off their first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION30, and of course, shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com, code SITUATION30. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION30 at checkout for 30% off your very first order. And that includes free shipping, of course. Check it out. You guys are going to love it. And thank you, Barefoot Scientist, for sponsoring this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Your quality of life will depend on the quality of your relationships. What does that mean to you, honey?
I love that. That means that... I hate when you look at me like that. He's like, what is she going to come up with right now? No, that's something I've always said. I've always loved that quote because it's very true. So your life, like the happiness and the joy you're going to feel in life are going to be equal or sourced by the relationships you have. Okay. So if you have healthy, strong, positive, like flourishing relationships where you challenge each other to grow and work together and be a team and all these things.
That would be with a significant other, yeah.
Yeah, with like a significant other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I was thinking first, significant other. But I guess you could definitely apply it to any relationship in your life.
Yeah, no, you can go into a lot of different angles, specifically the relationship that you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship that you have in your life.
I love that. You teach people how to treat you based on how you treat yourself.
Yeah. So that's why I believe that self-care and self-love is so important, because that's the relationship that you have with yourself. And if you're taking care of your body, if you're trying to eat well, if you're trying to implement disciplines to progress mentally, physically, and spiritually, that will only carry over in a positive way to your other areas of life with relationships.
Yeah.
My wife is just telling me that she has the pregnancy brain. And
I do.
Yes.
I can't help it. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. I struggle regularly with it.
Uh-huh.
I have a hard time, like, when we were filming the show. So, like, when you guys see the parts where we're talking to the camera, mm-hmm. it's, like, called interview. And I had a really hard time doing my interviews this time because I couldn't.
Did you? I didn't even ask about you. I thought you.
No, I did a great job, like, with having energy and like,
and let everyone know this season they're going to see a ton more of Mrs. Situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And you never know what makes it, what doesn't. What makes it, but I did a lot of work.
You did a lot of room in the interview, yeah.
But, no, like, I can't think of, like, I'm not quick. Thinking of words.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not quick. Like, just how now you tried to have me respond to what you were saying. Like, I can't do that on the spot most of the time.
Yeah.
So when you're in an interview, someone's asking you all these questions about things that have happened and you're responding. And if you can't think of the word you're trying to say,
yeah.
or the saying or the quote or the example or explanation of why you did something, it's a very long process.
Yeah.
So pregnancy brain is just a real thing. And I've learned to accept it at this point
yeah.
because I've had it for a while.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you said that I don't obviously have pregnancy brain. I always try to put forth such a great effort when I'm in interview and in scene. And I thought over the weekend, once the season ended, I'm like, is there anything that I wanted to say that I missed? And there was just one saying that I wanted to put out there. I'm obviously put it out in a scene or in interview next season,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to put out, and I know you love this one, that I've been assigned this mountain to show others that it can be moved. And I just love that quote. And I really wanted to put it in scene or to put it in interview so that it can be applied to the story. But I guess I thought of it too late. So
yeah,
I guess
so clearly I love that quote. That's one of my favorite quotes always. It's just always resonated with me. Some uh-huh. quotes resonate stronger with you than others. You know what I mean? That's one that's always resonated with me. But that just goes to show that our show is far from scripted.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Anytime you hear a quote from Mr. Situation over here that you like or find inspirational, that is all him in his brain. Remembering or thinking or being inspired by those words. No one tells us what to say. That's okay. Why it's like, if you sound like an idiot, you're an idiot.
uh-huh. So back to, I know we're coming to the midway point of the podcast, relationships. What's some of the more important aspects? And this could be relationships with yourself and others. And I think you're not an expert, but because obviously we are not experts, but I think you're well versed in some of these things, of some aspects of relationships. And there's boundaries, there's communication, holding yourself accountable.
Actually,
holding others
asked
accountable.
They asked me this in interview.
They did?
Because we were talking in depth about somebody else's relationship.
Yeah.
And what makes a good relationship. And I was put on the spot there also. And I'm like, come on, I have pregnancy brain. But
you're like, can I have a cookie?
Can I get a Chick-fil-A break or something? Which they did get for me the last day.
Yes, I also had one as well.
I think it made me sick though. But anyway. Uh-huh. No, I think I said then, which I agree now, is like 100% transparency. Is a big
full disclosures
for full disclosures. We've always been about full disclosures, but I think that is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And having that foundation of full disclosures will help you just have open lines of communication.
I like that
with everything, because it's not really about, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm trying to say, like, if you don't do full transparency, you might be like, why do I need to tell them everything? And it's like, because, you know, you don't realize what the communication may turn into mm-hmm. by just being full disclosure mm-hmm. and knowing all of that. And it can make you grow and make you aware of certain ways of how to react to certain situations that you may have been put in, that maybe put your spouse in an uncomfortable feeling about it. It just helps you learn and grow and navigate through the relationship. And the more you do that, the more, like, it's like that quote that's in my grandparents' wedding picture frame.
It's building trust.
Yeah. It's like, the more you honor me, the more I will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the more you...
Facts.
The more you're transparent with me and telling me everything and mm-hmm. we're working our way through things, like the more like just like the more fruitful your relationship will be mm-hmm. of happiness and love and joy, because you'll have that natural trust.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, you guys are on the same team. You know, granted, we're speaking about significant other or in a marriage, there's really no reason to, you know, go to sleep mad or get into these crazy arguments that can cause further resentments. Honey, what's happening over there?
Oh, no, I'm just very uncomfortable. I'm like really big.
What's happening over there?
I'm very uncomfortable. My back's starting to hurt.
Oh, my God, it's happening. It's,
yeah. Anytime I sit for more than like 15 to 20, the back starts going. It's great. It's, listen, third trimester is not, mm-hmm. it's a doozy.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
It's not fun.
What about progress over perfection? I love that phrase.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good phrase to always keep in mind. In on this subject, correct? In relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll never achieve perfection, and perfection is not the goal.
Mm-mm.
So you,
it's progress.
But should you be the same as you were yesterday or last year in your relationship? No.
No,
you
no.
You should be improving.
You know that? That's something great that you said that, because every now and then I get a comment to be like, oh my God, you know, Mike has changed so much and this and that. If I was the same person that I was in my 20s to now in my 30s, I this is also another quote, but I just wasted 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be the same person. It's not cool anymore, really, to get messed up and look like a mess, you know, no. in your 30s. And plus, the consequences are definitely magnified in your 30s. You don't recover like you do in your 20s. And I'm not saying that by any means are we old. We're in our 30s and we're about to be first-time parents. But in your 20s, it's a little different, so.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Linda from New Jersey. I just want to say, first off, congratulations on your pregnancy. Watching the episode where you guys found out you're pregnant was amazing. For me, I had a similar journey, suffered two miscarriages, and then took a spin. Actually, God kind of rewarded us with a child through adoption 10 years ago. So it's been a great road. A little tough at times, especially 2020. We're trying to stay positive through it all. Listening to you guys, and I also downloaded a motivation app, which actually sends you apps or sends you positive quotes all day long. So that really keeps me going. But just wanted to thank you guys for your podcast and just ask you how you stay positive. And when you start feeling off track, what is it that kind of brings you back to that positive feeling? Because I'm surrounded by negativity a lot and it's hard to do it. But thank you guys. I really appreciate you and your story is amazing. Mike, again, I listened to people say you were you're a great hero, and Lauren, you're an amazing hero as well. So thank you guys so much.
Well, that was an awesome caller. What was her name, honey?
Linda from New Jersey.
Oh my God. Linda from New Jersey. My mother's actually name is Linda. thank you so much for calling in. You know what? She gave me an idea, and I actually told my management about this probably a couple years ago, maybe like 2 years ago, that I wanted to get to create an app. Right? Remember, honey?
Yeah.
I wanted to create an app that on a daily basis, it was like a calendar and would wake you up with, motivational and inspirational quotes to start your day and to be healthy and lead life with fitness and be healthy and things like that. So that's funny that she said that.
I love that.
Yeah. But her question, back to her questions, how do we
stay positive around lots of negativity?
Well, I believe that positivity is a choice. And I was once surrounded by tons of negativity. You know, I was on my way to prison, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I wasn't going to see my wife for almost a year. So I believe that being positive is a choice. And also being in the presence, right, honey?
Yeah. And I think that for what works for me when I'm around negativity is...
Boundaries?
Yes. The goal is to not be around it.
Facts.
So if you're around tons of negativity, well, what is that you can control?
Yeah.
So if it's your job, if you can't control it, start looking for another one and hopefully you can find another one that's more positive mm-hmm. one day. But listen, you need to support yourself. You can't just quit your job. So
yeah,
if the negativity's there, find something else. But if it's relationships, if it's a friend that's bringing negativity to your door, if it's a family member, if it's somebody venting all the time, or they think they call it venting, but you could tell they're just complaining and it really brings you down when they're complaining, I literally cut those people out with boundaries.
Yeah.
So they're not people, they're not, you know, where I don't speak to them or I don't care for them, but I don't speak to them as often because it brings me down.
Yeah.
So what you have to be, you have to be the enforcer in your life of what you're going to allow. Yeah. So you can't allow, if you're not the one bringing the negativity to your door and it's other people, you need to just create healthy boundaries to not accept it. And now at this point, I'm so good with it where the second someone starts being negative, like, it's like I'm extreme. Like, yeah, it's facts. Like I'm not picking up that phone. Like, yeah. Someone will keep calling me. It's like, yeah. I'm not dealing with them today because I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah, no, you know? I totally agree with that. I'd also like to recommend to be on the path of self-improvement. You're so busy with yourself and trying to improve yourself in various areas of life that you have no time to really criticize others. And like my wife said, that if you are around people, places, or things that are sort of negative, you have to start to slowly be able to cut some of them out. And also, if you can't cut them out, like she said, to start to implement some boundaries.
And listen, we're in a really hard time right now with COVID. So if you're talking about that kind of stuff, you just can't be, you can't have the news on all the time. Like I used to watch the news facts. Every morning when yeah. I woke up. I still like to try to get some of it in, but you have to be aware of what you're ingesting and putting in your mind.
Your diet.
And that counts as your diet. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it on 24/7 and yep. the COVID death rates and the COVID this rate. And you have to just be able to get the information you need and then be done with it.
I swear, honey, I would like to like dissect some of these people's or some of the callers' lives and just go through every single detail, everything from the movies that they watch, the music that they put on or they don't put on, the exercise that they do or don't do, the food, etc. And
yeah, it's almost like life coaching.
Yeah,
we always said you should do one day.
I wanted to do that. Yeah,
BDS is in a building. What's up, Mike and Lawrence? My name is BC. I live in Dallas, Texas, trying to get through Dalaska right now. So I'm recently sober. 9-10 months now, something like that. July was last time I had a drink or any drugs. And this weekend was really rough because my cousin died, passed away unexpectedly. And I just wanted to know, like, how do you deal with loss and sobriety and stuff? Does it ever tempt you? Does it ever hurt? Because I ain't going to lie, this was a big test for me. I passed it, luckily. So far, but, you know, I just wanted to know you guys' thoughts on that.
BC is...
Oh, that's right. BC is in the building. Thank you so much for the call. And I'm going to hit him with that quote that I said I wanted to use on the most recent Jersey Shore that I just missed out. I will get it in. I will get it in soon. You've been assigned this mountain to show others it can be moved. Okay? You are stronger than your excuses. Be a warrior and not a worrier. And I'm sure you know that we say try me, or actually it's a why me, we say try me. Pretty much these little cliches, they mean so much. And if you start to live by them, which I do, you'll definitely be a lot better off. But you'd be amazed what you can accomplish when your only option is to be strong. We are rooting for you. And if you deserve it, the universe is going to serve it.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. My name is Jasmine. I'm from Northern California. Mike, I've been following you since day one, Jersey Shore, and then ever since the family vacation. Lawrence, I love you. I think you are perfect for Mike. I think you guys are perfect for each other. I was so excited to find out you guys were expecting. I'm due May 20th with my first baby boy. So we're like twins. I'm out of breath because I'm pregnant. but I just wanted to ask you, Lauren, how are you dealing with all the aches and pains? I am struggling. It's so painful. It just brings my mood down. I can't do my daily stuff.
No, I think she's so tired. She wasn't able to finish that sentence, honey. So we need to hook her up with some advice for Jasmine. Thank you so much for the call.
Listen, pregnancy is hard. It is not easy by any means. And what works for some people is not going to work for everybody. But I'm a very strong believer in activity helping both your body and your mind, even especially through pregnancy.
Yeah, that when you switch to some activities, honey, that's when I saw a really good, like a positive difference.
Yeah, but I had to really be, I had to really go to someone that was aware of my anatomy and make sure I didn't hurt myself. So if I did it on my own, I was hurting myself. Like I was walking on the treadmill, remember?
Yep.
And every day, I didn't even figure it out. The next day after walking on the treadmill, I couldn't walk. I'd be crying. I couldn't stand up. I had such bad pelvic pain. So I had like SPD, which is a pelvic bone pain that's like some women get in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And walking, shockingly, is the worst thing you can do to it because it's any kind of unilateral movement of your legs where you're unbalanced. It just makes it worse. So I had to go to physical therapy and find movements that work for my body. And that's Pilates and all that kind of stuff that I talked about earlier in this episode. But for everybody, it's different. So you're just going to have to explore different methods that work for you. Try to start with a 20-minute walk. If you don't have any pain the next day, then keep that up. If there's any kind of yoga, prenatal Pilates, these are going to be really gentle on your body. And it might feel like, oh my God, I can't even think about moving my body. I'm in so much pain. But you're in pain because you're growing and you're not moving. So the best thing you can do when you're pregnant is to find the right prenatal class virtually online or wherever it may be that will help you and strengthen you. And if I wasn't doing that, like I would be so unhappy right now because my body's still hurting now. Like my back hurts really bad every day just because of how big I'm getting and there's no making that go away. So part of it is just the pains of pregnancy.
Yeah. And I also think a part of it is trying to find natural ways to heal your body. You know?
And also a lot of women, I haven't had sciatic pain yet. And I think it's because of how much activity I am getting.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of women complain about sciatic pain through pregnancy. And a lot of times the best thing to treat sciatic pain, even when you're not pregnant, is through activity. So you need to stretch, you need to move and find the best way for your body to just work with that.
That's so crazy. A lot of the theme of our podcast has been like, you know, get out and move. You know, whether you're going through, obviously now it's pregnancy, but in the early episodes of our podcast, we're talking about depression, self-doubt, and anxiety and other things like that. Get out and get your body moving, guys. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lauren's. We will see you guys next episode, and we hope that you enjoyed this one. Peace.